This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back to the Pack-A-Day Radio Show. Reminder that the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch and Ellis is coming up next from 9 to 11. Spike Eskin, WIP in Philly, going to come on to break down the Super Bowl. Really excited to hear from him, and make sure you're checking out Mitch and Mason every single day. They're the absolute best, bringing the A game and making sure that they are raising the bar here in the fan. Now I have to live up to what they're doing every single day. It's a huge problem. They just are awesome every single day, and it's making me have to work harder. Thanks a lot, guys. Really appreciate it. We are joined right now by Eli Berkovitz, Book of Eli NFL, Pack-A-Day, Packer Report. Eli, I know you are in a tight timeline. You are live from Mobile, Alabama, where you are covering the Senior Bowl. How are you doing, my friend?
I am doing good, Andy. Appreciate you reaching out. Always happy to join you, even on short notice. And yeah, you know, down here in Mobile, very hectic week. Kind of just like getting my bearings, even though we're already more than halfway through the week. But it's been really cool, really good experience, a lot of good football going on.
Yeah, so is this your first time ever at Mobile for the Senior Bowl?
Yeah, so my first year down here, just kind of decided, you know, I wanted to really dive in more to the draft just in general. And as they say, the draft starts in Mobile, so I thought I'd start here.
That's really, really cool. Just in general, before we even get to some of the prospects and players, just what's been your experience? I know you said a little bit of hectic and things like that, but I'd imagine that it's an awesome experience seeing some of these players up close, getting to meet a lot of the people that are covering the draft. Like, how has that just entire experience been for you so far?
Yeah, it's been really cool. I mean, even starting just on my flight over here, I mean, there were a handful of people, you know, who work within the NFL circles, you know, Brian Baldinger, Mike Mayock, guys like that who, you know, it's been kind of cool to see them up close. You know, I'm just walking around my hotel, bumping into, you know, like Field Yates or Ian Rappaport. Like, it's just like you're always kind of like keeping your head on a swivel because there's just always something going on. And then, of course, the main event, the players, it's just been very cool to get this kind of access. Like, of course, I go to Packers training camp, and, you know, you could get some questions in maybe in a huge crowd. But here it's like, you know, after practice, you get on the field, you go up to the players, you could ask them a few questions. Yesterday was media day, so there was kind of a big ballroom. All the players were there, and they really make it, you know, easier on reporters and people covering the draft to really be able to speak with the players and get some really cool one-on-ones, which has kind of been, I think, the highlight so far for me.
That's really, really cool. So from a player standpoint, and we'll start kind of there, just what have been your takeaways so far? Who's maybe stood out to you? Who, you know, good, bad, ugly, and different? Like, what's been your key takeaways through the first couple days so far?
So I came in definitely wanting to keep an eye on guys that I thought made sense for the Packers. I mean, I'm watching everyone, but I'll be honest, I'm definitely looking at cornerbacks, edge rushers, wide receivers, you know, a little bit more than other positions. And when it comes to that, I've definitely seen some guys that get me excited. I've tweeted a lot about Trey Amos and Azariah Thomas out of Florida State, two cornerbacks who I really liked coming in to the Senior Bowl, and both have performed mostly well. Amos, for sure, he did leave practice yesterday and won't play the rest of the week, but it's not like a serious injury. He just kind of rolled his ankle. Big fan of his. He's looked really good in one-on-ones. AZ Thomas has gotten beat a few times in one-on-ones, but he's also had some really good reps. And just overall, I was just a big fan of his film, so I'm happy to see him impressing. And then someone I think the Packers are definitely going to look at because of his Jeff Hafley connections, Donovan Isaraku, the edge rusher out of Boston College, has just shown off some incredible bend on the edge, which is something I feel like the Packers' edge rushers, you know, they lack not a ton, but they definitely lack a decent amount. But I would say I feel like it's been a while since we saw a Packers edge rusher with some elite bend, and that is definitely Donovan Isaraku.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting as we're joined by Eli Berkovitz. You can find him on social media at Book of Eli NFL, and of course on the Pack-A-Day podcast and on Packer Report as well. It's going to be interesting to see. We have yet to have the Packers address edge rusher in the Jeff Hafley era, and there was specific, I think, height, weight thresholds that Joe Barry wanted, and even Mike Pettine wanted those defensive end slash outside linebackers at, because of how they play defense. It's a little bit different in Jeff Hafley's system. So I'm intrigued to see if they go with the more speed and bendy guys on the outside, or if they continue to draft the bigger, more physical defensive ends, or if maybe they try to get a little bit of a variety there. But I do think some of those speed rushers, those bend rushers around the edge could be beneficial, as at least, if nothing else, than a change of pace from what they have on the roster right now. And Trey Amos, you you mentioned him, super talented corner at a position of need, and he's got all the intangibles but doesn't actually play in the game. He sounds like a Packer already, Eli. That sounds like it. No, I'm just kidding. I'm actually a huge fan of his, and he is a really fun player that I think Green Bay could add on, you know, potentially day two of the draft. You mentioned, obviously, edge and corner. You didn't mention any wide receivers. Has that been an underwhelming group, or have there been maybe a couple players that have caught your eye at that position as well?
No, there definitely have been a few wide receivers that have really stood out. I think the most obvious one to bring up first would be Jack Beck out of TCU. I think he's been all over Packers Twitter, so if you've been following the draft for the Packers, that's a name you've seen. He has looked incredible. He had the catch of the day one. If day two, he probably had the second or third best catch of the day, and just in general feels like a really just like safe and secure receiver. When the ball's coming his way, he's not panicking. He's always in position. So I really like what I saw from him. But then another player I think going a little bit under the radar is Jalen Royals out of Utah State. Of course, Jordan Love's alma mater. He looked really good. I mean, there's a rep going pretty viral of him in press coverage, just knocking a cornerback back on his backside right off the line of scrimmage and just gets wide open. I had the chance to speak to him actually on media day, and he said, without me mentioning the Packers, he said that he, as you know, kind of compares himself and watches a ton of Devontae Adams film to base his game off of, which is obviously pretty great. And he said, you know, once I did bring up the Packers, he definitely lit up at the idea of catching passes from Jordan Love. So there's some good receivers out here. Last one, I'll just bring up Xavier Restrepo out of Miami. I don't think the Packers draft him because of his size. And Tez Johnson, I should say the same thing. Tez Johnson's looked incredible. And you can tell me, I mean, do you think guys like Johnson and Restrepo just are not even going to be on the Packers' radar because of their size?
I think that's more than likely the case, right? Like, there's certain things that like, wide receiver might be the one that we can tell just about better than any other position because of how many receivers that they've taken and the sort of height, weight, speed thresholds that they have at that position. So yeah, I think sometimes the smaller, skinnier, like they're fine with smaller if they're around that 200 pound range, but the small, skinny wide receivers, they've basically stayed away from for just about ever. I think Joey Jameson, the punt returner, might've been, you know, one of the last ones that they kind of made an exception on, and that turned out horribly. So that might be one where you can eliminate some of those players a little bit more easily from their system.
Yeah, that's kind of, it was unfortunate, but like yesterday I was going to go up to Tez Johnson, ask him a few questions, but there was a big line, and I just thought, realistically, he's not going to be a Packer, so I wasn't going to spend too much time trying to get to him. But for anyone listening out there, whatever team Tez Johnson ends up on, I think you're getting a seriously good player.
Eli, one of the things that we get to do as, you know, sort of fake draft experts or, you know, fake NFL GMs is we get to go, we get to watch the All-22, and we try to break down these players as best as possible. As you know, it's a totally different animal when you are seeing these players up close. There's such a benefit to see just what they look like in person. Their presence, their talent, like some of the big plays, like seeing it up close just gives you a totally different idea of who they are. For you, when you've been able to, you know, somebody, you know, like you said, Jalen Royals, who you get to talk to and see, like, what's been the most beneficial for you, whether it's been talking to them and actually getting that interaction and interviewing them? Has it been seeing them up close on the field? Or like, how has that changed your view of a player when you get to have that experience up close and personal?
Yeah, so I think it's kind of two things. First off, I do think getting to meet these guys and talk to them and kind of see a bit of their personality, it does help. Like, also, I mean, I think Packer fans say this. Do we actually have proof of it? Maybe not. But I think we all sort of believe the Packers like to draft players that are high character, guys that they really like off the field. And I think a lot of the guys that I've met so far have really stood out to me in that sense. Like Donovan Isaraku, I mentioned earlier, he graduated from the business school at Boston College, a very prestigious program to graduate from. And he just was a really good guy when I spoke to him. Same goes for Trey Amos. But like a guy like Landon Jackson, edge rusher out of Arkansas, I'll be honest, I watched some of it. I didn't know a ton about him before this week. Watching him play up close, it really made me appreciate it more. I ended up diving into his film on Tuesday night, saw some really good stuff, and then I got to speak to him yesterday. Another really good guy, someone just that clearly has a very much respect for the game and for the idea of making it to the NFL and just very appreciative of where he's at. And another guy that I really like speaking to, and a name that maybe a lot of people haven't heard yet, but Upton Stout, cornerback out of Western Kentucky. He might end up projecting to be a slot. Who knows if the Packers are looking for that right now, but he was just someone that stood out to me as just a really, really nice guy and someone that on the field stood out to me in a big way. And again, someone I maybe would not have thought to look at if I didn't get to see him in person. And then I'll just do one more. Aeneas Peebles, defensive tackle. He actually met with the Packers. I tweeted about that this morning. He basically looks like if Kenny Clark made a clone, it's this guy. And he said that he actually watches a ton of Kenny Clark film, loved his meeting with the Packers. I think he's a name to keep an eye on.
True story. The Packers have actually been trying to clone Kenny Clark for the past 10 seasons. So it's been unsuccessful so far. So if they can get one, that would be fantastic. Eli, you're an absolute legend for coming in on short notice. What are you working on, obviously, besides the Senior Bowl stuff this week? What do you got coming on Packer Report? Anything you're doing on Packaday? Anything you want to plug on the way out?
Yeah, so as I'm finishing up here, I'll probably get a write-up of a bit of a Senior Bowl week like review. I'll probably get that up on Packer Report on Friday. I was hoping to do a daily write-up. I just don't know. I just didn't think there was enough day-to-day. I'd rather just do a week kind of review. But keep an eye out for that on Packer Report. Of course, you'll find me on Packaday every Saturday with Matt Fralick and Janelle Mackey. And otherwise, all my work you can find over on Twitter at BookofEli_NFL.
All right. Quit wasting your time on me. Go enjoy the Senior Bowl, my friend. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
All right. We'll be in touch.
I can't wait. Thanks so much, Eli. Appreciate you a ton. Make sure to follow him on Twitter at BookofEliNFL. Yeah, and can't thank him enough for coming on such short notice. When we come back, we're going to be going to the phone. So get those phone calls into the Nicolay LaFan talking text line, 414-677-1250. Should the Packers pick up those fifth-year options on Quay Walker and Devontae Wyatt? We'd love to hear from you. It's a Packaday radio show live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, and powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.